Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with our friend Mark Lieberstein. He's with the law firm of Kilpatrick Townsend. And I need your website, Mark. And tell us about your practice.
Sure. The website is www.kilpatricktownsend.com. All spelled out.
Yeah.
And my practice focuses on brand licensing and franchising. I'm pretty much, I describe myself as a business attorney. I negotiate deals. I draft contracts. I try to help my clients make money. I try not to take it from them unless I'm making them money.
we need more attorneys like that, folks.
I have a lot of fun every day.
And now you know why we have Mark on the show. We don't let the other guys on the show. Hey, Mark, one of the things that I pointed out a few weeks ago is that millions of people, if you heard a giant roar back about the 1st of April, it was a collective millions of people around the world opening their drawers, pulling out contracts, shuffling the papers of looking for force majeure language. And then finding out that maybe they didn't have it in the contract, and they wish they did for one way, either enforcing or not. And so you and I both know going forward, this is going to change the way contracts are written in the future. You talked about that a little bit earlier on. What should we watch for as business owners for what I'm calling tripwires or landmines that would be excessive? Because you and I both know whenever I've gotten a contract from a corporate America customer, a sponsor, their lawyers gave me three pages of tripwires and landmines. I had to mark through a bunch of them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. And the force majeure clause was probably a clause most people always ignored, didn't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think people are realizing that that's probably something they're really going to have to focus on significantly. But putting that aside for a minute, I think other areas that both sides are going to be looking at much more closely are things like exclusivity. Am I really married to you in times like this when I can't comply? Is there going to be – I anticipate there will be a lot more, quote, forgiveness provisions in contracts going forward. When I say forgiveness, I mean forgiveness on payment terms, extending terms. You're going to see people negotiate those kinds of things up front and not wait until the pandemic hits to negotiate them like they are doing now.
Is this going to wind up being another edition of the law practices retirement fund? I mean, this is going to make contracts six pages longer, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you, Jim. You know, and I tell my clients this a lot. Those are business terms. Those aren't legal terms.
Yeah.
And if the two sides are in a true partnership, and the two sides want to succeed together, those are business terms they can work out without the lawyers. I would expect, and I always do this with my clients, I'm like, you give me the business terms, I'll add the legal.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me how you want to work things out in a pandemic up front, I'll make sure it gets into to the contract. But I that's not something the lawyers should do. Now, will lawyers play a more prominent role going forward? I think they will. And quite frankly, I think people probably maybe – whether they like it or not, people are saying thank you, thank God the lawyer put that force majeure provision in my
no
contract,
kidding.
Right?
Yeah, I don't like bulldog lawyers unless they're on my side, right? We only want bulldogs on our side.
Exactly.
So, but contracts are going to be less pro forma, less perfunctory, and more force majeure related. And it is going to require, I mean, I've been reading contracts a long time. Sometimes I have attorneys help me, sometimes I don't. But we're probably all going to have to get more professional help going forward, aren't we?
I think that's true. And it's really because the contracts, as you just said, you're going to need to customize. you're gonna really need. And by the way, all this customization will last, I'll say, a year, maybe 2 years, and then eventually that customization is going to become part of templates.
Yeah.
And it's going to become part of the norm.
It'll
slow down, but until people figure out best practices and what works more often than not, mm-hmm. and that's it, you know, you're going to need your lawyers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey,
whether
Mark,
you like
I got
it. Or not, you're going to need them.
I got to wrap it up. Thank you for the great advice today. Good job, and hope
you
come back soon.
Thanks for having me. And I
Mark,
hope everybody stays safe. Be well.
Mark Lieberson, Mark with a C, folks, and that's KilpatrickTownson.com. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank you, small business owners, for all that you do, and I want to remind you that this too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.